I used to think of this 60-day lead-up to the election as silly season. Now it feels like scary season. In the coming series of Read to Lead blogs, we will offer ideas and practices to lead through the fear. We need leaders, you leading with your best self now more than ever. Systems are on overload. Fear is being activated and spiked by multiple forces. Consider five. One, the virus. So many levels of fear are captured by the moment-to-moment and day-by-day dilemma. You are trapped at home or unsafe outside. Pick your risk. Two, the economic uncertainty. Three, the anguish at the pain of African Americans and how the inhumanity keeps on coming. Four, the fear that radical elements on the left and right will heighten violence and loss, and the media's constantly feeding us the most graphic images to stimulate that fear. Five, the apparent unraveling of political systems we used to trust in, the sanctity of the vote, the good faith of and in the media, etc. I don't need to tell you, this is hard. I name these causes to reassure you this is not anyone's personal problem. You are not going crazy. And I name them to make it apparent how we need leaders, again you, to help us shift from animal reaction to considered response to these multiple threats. Reaction is fight and flight of us against them. It is our most basic survival equipment. But now more than ever, we need considered response. Not ranting, quitting, whining, scapegoating, catastrophizing, and othering. I'd like to start this series by pointing your attention to a pattern in systems. Pressure seeks release and finds well-worn points in which it concentrates itself. I see these weak points light up in work systems of my clients and family systems, like hotspots on the fire maps in California. When people are in systems of heightened pressure, age-old weak points light up. For example, from March to May, we had six adults living and working in our home: a therapist, two teachers, an office manager, a coach, and a broadcast media personality. If the walls could speak, oh, no, the walls did speak. We were all under collective stress, see bullet points above, yet it was the classic problem pair in our house who started acting out in frustration and mutual blame, and yes, I was one of the pair. Voices went up and rationality and kindness went down. You may see it in your system where everyone is frustrated with the problem child, or the controlling dad, the ridiculous bureaucrats, or some other him, her, or them, i.e., seldom me. Just like one bad cop does not explain systemic racism, these flare-ups are real, even fatal, but often they are also a distraction from the whole problem. Oh, there are truths. Little data points that people like me marshal to support their stories. I justify why I am right, or I take sides with my combatant, or I take solace in stories to blame all those idiots. The problem pair, the problem child, the problem parent, me, has agency and responsibility, yes. But in this time, a major cause is systemic. It belongs to the pressure we're all under. So what to do? Three things. One, don't be entirely fooled by the flare-ups. Don't concentrate attention and pressure on the particular personality or pair as though that's the thing. For example, your crazy conservative brother or wacky feminist sister is surely not the cause of the whole family's suffering. And the annoying coworker or sister-in-law isn't just that single story about them. They are whole people struggling just like you. A wider lens and a dose of compassion may be in order. Two, address systems together. Ask, what can we all and each do to deal with the pressure? One positive thing would be to just share what each of you, in family or office, are doing to cope. 3. Ask yourself whether you are a net pressure heightener or pressure reliever. Start with whether your strategies are raising or lowering your own pressure. Some of my family and friends, for instance, have quit Facebook because they realized it was bringing more stress than relief and joy. Taking care of themselves helps them lower the systemic pressures. Next week, I'll shift to the tried and true ways to proactively lead in these hyper-stressed systems. There are ways. For now, be wise, kind, and inclusive to lead with your best self.